On a recent Thursday afternoon, all 60 lanes at a bowling alley in Ashwaubenon were filled with school-aged kegglers. Among them was 17-year-old Matt Krieger, who was warming up before playing with his youth bowling team.
A lot of people do not think it's a sport, but you need the endurance for it. Like, for example, when you bowl numerous games, your arm gets tired, your bowling arm gets very tired. But I think it is a sport. It's just like anything other. Any other sport, you spend numerous hours with it, practicing.
Now Krieger has proof bowling is a sport. A few days before his league practice, he was at Green Bay West High School signing a letter of intent to bowl for Viterbo University in La Crosse next fall.
And now I'll sign them.
Viterbo's men's and women's bowling coach, Jim Socha, handed over some school hats to Krieger and congratulated him on getting the athletic scholarship in bowling.
Okay, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
The new Viterbo team is part of the Midwest Collegiate Conference, along with 8 other schools in Iowa. Socha says at least 2 of those are also adding bowling.
We're going to be the first collegiate men's bowling team in Wisconsin, the second collegiate women's team. A lot of other universities and colleges have club bowling teams, but they're not technically sponsored by the university. Ours are. So we're going to treat men's and women's bowling the same way we treat men's and women's golf, men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball.
As Socha describes it, college bowling is played Baker style.
Which means you have 5 people on your team, and your number one player bowls the first frame, number two bowls the second, so on through 5, and then you start over again. So instead of really an individual sport, it becomes a real team game. You're relying on all 5 of those bowlers to do well. And so there's a lot of high-fiving, there's a lot of cheering, and it's not really an individual game at all.
Do you have a beer frame?
No. We don't. Not at this level, and we don't want one.
In fact, bowling can be a refuge from trouble some bored young people can get into. Eric Osen is a senior at DePere. He also works at Ashwaubenon Lanes, where bowling attracts tons of kids on the weekends. He says it's one of the fastest-growing high school sports.
Everybody likes it. They always have fun bowling, so they just thought, why not try it for, like, competition?
Yeah, you think, like, Laverne and Shirley, the 50s type of people, grandma and grandpa like to play bridge and go bowling. But is that coming back, you think?
I don't think it ever went away. It's just kind of under the radar. Nobody really thinks about it.
No one except the few hundred high school bowlers will be competing this weekend for their share of $7,000 in scholarship money. Matt Krieger will take his place in the lineup, and he has a formidable record, having thrown 2 perfect games in his career, which began when he was 4.
I love that you can play it your whole life. You can always play, and you never really get tired of it.
After college, Krieger says he has no plans to go pro, but that he'll keep on kegling. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.